felt the first people he taught, the first person he taught or tried to teach, just didn't hear at all, just didn't get it, just didn't get the teaching. This was the famous Emperor Wu, the founder of the Liang dynasty, who had done a lot for Buddhism. He was a great supporter of Buddhism, for the Dharma. He built temples, he made stupas and monasteries, he supported innumerable monks, he had sutras translated and transcribed, and he was very pious, very keen on Buddhism, and he especially liked to meet Buddhist monks, especially any new Indian monks who were in town. And he'd heard that there was this new Indian monk, Bodhidharma, who had arrived. He'd come, apparently, with the latest Indian teachings, and there was something a bit special, apparently, about this guy. And the Emperor Wu wanted to know all about it. So Bodhidharma was invited to the palace. He turns up in his simple patched robes with his bulging eyes and eyebrows. He's holding his staff and bowl, and he enters the court. And the Emperor comes in, he ascends the throne, he's dressed in all his finery, in all his brocade, his robes and all the rest of it. And no doubt pleasantries were exchanged and all the rest of it. And then the Emperor asked, "Since ascending to the throne, I have had temples built and monks ordained. What merit have I gained?" Very important question for the Emperor. Very important traditional question. He's done all these good works to benefit people, to establish the Dharma. So that must have surely brought him merit, good karma, good fortune. So surely there's going to be a good fruit for him. He wants to know what that fruit will be. A good rebirth, perhaps, as a god, maybe. Or maybe some spiritual realization in the future. Maybe he wants Bodhidharma to predict some, you know, future greatness for him. You know, that in future years he'll be a bodhisattva or a Buddha. And we can smile at Emperor Wu's question, "What merit have I gained?" But we're probably like him ourselves. We do good things, help people, help out, practice the Dharma, do our bit, do good things for our family and all the rest of it, apparently selflessly. But somewhere, always, usually, at the back of our minds, there's a desire for reward. Maybe it's not heaven that we want, but certainly being liked, being accepted, being praised, being thought well of, looked after when we get old, or when we're going through it a bit. And of course, we can get very disappointed if the reward that we expected, that we think is our right, is not given. So anyway, Emperor Wu wanted to know, "What merit have I gained?" And Bodhidharma, standing there with those great bulging eyes, just said flatly, "No merit at all. No merit at all. No merit at all. Not a jot of it, apparently. You won't get anything from what you've done." And this is really shocking. It must have been incredibly shocking for poor Emperor Wu. He must have been thinking, "I've done all this good. I've done all this good for Buddhism. All this good for this Indian barbarian religion. And there's this foreigner turns up and says, I'll get nothing." You can imagine what's going through his mind. So the emperor asked, "Why no merit at all?" And Bodhidharma replied, "All these things you've done are but impure motives for merit. They might bring about a good rebirth, but they are like shadows following the form. They have no reality of their own." So then the emperor said, "Well then, what is true merit? What is real virtue?" And Bodhidharma replied, "It is pure knowing, wonderful and perfect. Its essence is emptiness. You cannot gain that merit by worldly means." In other words, true virtue, real virtue, you might say lasting goodness, only comes when you see reality as it is. It only comes when you know And all Buddhist practice, all good work, should really be for this end, and this end alone. So then the emperor asked about the highest meaning. Okay, Bodhidharma's getting on to these, you know, the highest reality, the deepest knowing, the deepest level. Let's move on to this. This will surely be interesting. And, you know, he can really, you know, have a good intellectual conversation now. What is the highest meaning of the holy truths? He asked. What is the highest meaning of the holy truths? Bodhidharma replied, vastness, no holiness. Vastness, some translations say openness, no holiness. So, this is a strange answer, vastness, no holiness. But the emperor, you know, he was very quick-witted. He thought, well, I'll be a bit clever. So he said, he tried to do a bit of the old, Zen stuff. He says to Bodhidharma, who is facing me? In other words, saying, who are you? Who is facing me? And Bodhidharma replied, I don't know. And he just walked out, left the city, left the country, crossed the Yangtze River on a reed, tradition says, and just wandered off, I don't know.